This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the roots on fire. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. In the house that Root built, only show of its kind, no script, no notes, no teleprompter. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart, I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm American-made and proud of it. Because you can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. That's what this show does every day. It's a preparation for conservatives to go to war. Coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated and founded by the great Edward Stoltz. Gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. There'd be no Wayne Root if there was not a Ed Stoltz opportunity. Thank you. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, the man who decided to take me national and syndicate me around the United States. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred for good reason. The most fan-friendly show in America. Email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And I read every email. Call me toll-free if anywhere in the USA on this show, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And you can find all my views, both written in columns and also on video, at RootForAmerica.com. That's my website where it all starts, RootForAmerica.com. And I've got the best tweets in America. You can find my posts at Facebook and Twitter and Parler and Politi Chatter. All of those. Some of the big news today, obviously. By the way, I want to mention a little bit of local news. I knew I forgot something. I told you guys from the very beginning, back from last October, I endorsed in the first day he got in the race, Dan Rodheimer, for United States Congress, CD3, Congressional District 3 in Nevada. And Dan Rodheimer officially declared the winner today by, I think it's Associated Press, who does the kind of the official knighting of the winners. And whoever it was, he is the official winner in CD3 over Dan Schwartz, and a big victory. So he now goes to the general election against Susie Lee. Tough battle, 50-50 battle. It's a district that was won by Donald Trump by 1%, but he did win it. But at the same time, the Republican candidate at that time in 2016 lost by a very tiny percentage. And it's a very winnable district for a Republican, but she is the sitting incumbent. And it'll be a very expensive race. Republicans want it badly. It's one of the most important races in America. A lot of people feel if we win CD3, we have a good shot to win the House back. If we lose CD3, we probably aren't winning the House back. So it's one of the most important House races in America. And I believe Republicans will give Dan Rodheimer millions and millions and millions of dollars. Outside groups will give him millions and millions and millions of outside dollars. And this is going to be a bitter one and a vicious race. So my friend Dan Rodheimer, who I supported and endorsed from day one, is now the Republican nominee for United States Congress, officially. The other race, CD4, is not officially decided yet, but Jim Marchant has the lead, and it looks like he will retain that lead over my choice, Sam Peters, former United States Air Force colonel, and a guy who's won medals, and a guy who's got a family, and a guy who's got great kids, and a great wife, and a small business owner, an insurance agency, and, you know, great speaker. Everything about him was the perfect congressional candidate. So I picked him in a field of eight as the guy, even though he's a total unknown, and started with no name recognition and no money. And I thought he'd be the winner. I thought he could pull the biggest upset. And he came so close. He's just exactly 1,500 votes behind the leader, Jim Marchant, who's also a very good guy and a very good candidate. Never said a bad word about him the entire campaign, ever. Nothing bad to say. because he's a great guy, and congratulations. I'm glad you're the nominee. He's a friend of mine, and I think it's great that he's the nominee, but I always thought Sam was the best possible candidate in that race, and it looks like he'll finish a very close second. An incredible job in his first run for political office, almost so close to pulling the big upset. All right, but it's not official yet, and he still has a chance. There's still a glimmer. There's still about 30% of the vote left to be counted. You never know. And, you know, I've said all along, away from just two specific races with two friends of mine running and talking about the nation and the national economy and Trump's prospects again, Democrats actually think they're in some sort of driver's seat and they're going to beat Trump. And I told you in hour one that there's a new Zogby poll out that shows that by a large margin, Americans believe that Trump will beat Biden. It's not a poll that asks you, who are you voting for? It's a poll that asks you, who do you think will win? And a large majority, 51-43 by 8 points, think that Trump will beat Biden. And I think the reason why is very clear. Lawlessness, law and order is now going to be the issue of this campaign. And I believe a lot of black people, a lot more than anyone thinks, are going to vote Republican. Because who are the ones who face terrible crime more than any other group? Black people. They know how important police are. So you've got, you know, the people who scream the loudest, and then you got the people who are quietly pro-police. That's the silent majority. And there's lots of black people in that silent majority. But the loudmouth, big mouth losers who scream how bad the police are and let's defund the police, those are really radical people, and they aren't the majority of black people or the majority of white Democrats. They're just a majority of wackos. That's what they are. They're a minority of normal people and a majority of wackos, radicals, who don't understand anything about life. And they just don't understand how they're turning people off. I mean, I've read you the article earlier this week, I think on Monday, about how everybody and their grandmother is leaving all the big cities, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles. No one wants to live in big cities anymore. They're all moving to suburbs and rural areas, and preferably in red states. Everyone's trying to get out of New York because it's a loser zone, man. Too much disease, too many illegals, too many homeless people, too many regulations, too many taxes. Nobody can survive anymore, and this pandemic just pushed everyone over the edge. It's like a movie, Escape from New York, except it's Escape from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, Maryland, California, Oregon, and Washington. But some people are staying in the state they're in. They're just going to move to the suburbs. You know, they don't want New York City anymore, but they may move to an upstate suburb or Long Island. They may not want Chicago anymore, but they may move to an Illinois suburb or a rural area, a farm area. They may not like Los Angeles anymore, but they may move to, you know, Ventura County, Santa Barbara, Ventura. So those type of things are happening now. People are getting out of these neighborhoods. And it's not a racist thing. I saw an article about it the other day that said, the fact is that black middle-class people want to get out of black neighborhoods too. It's high crime in black neighborhoods. They want to get out of inner cities that are predominantly black, that are filled with nothing but crime, and the black middle class wants to move to suburban and rural areas that are primarily white and low crime. Facts of life. There's nothing racist about that when a black person wants to get away from a high crime neighborhood. Good for them. I love when liberals listen to me and they try and make something sound racist, and I just tell the truth at all times. And explain to me how it's racist that Wayne Root is rooting for nice black people to leave black neighborhoods and move to nice, safe white neighborhoods. Anything racist about that? If I was racist, I wouldn't want them in my white neighborhoods. But I like hardworking people. I don't care what their color is. Black, white, Hispanic, Indian. Doesn't matter to me. Pakistani, whatever they are. If they're hardworking, middle-class people or above, let them move to my neighborhood. It's great. So nothing racist about that, but there is something interesting about them leaving minority neighborhoods. Minorities want to leave minority neighborhoods. And what's left behind is just people too poor to ever leave. They can't afford the suburbs, so they can't leave. They're trapped on welfare and food stamps or a minimum wage job in some crappy high-crime neighborhood. And I'm just telling you, when they leave the cities and they move to the suburbs, if they have a brain, they're going to be more likely to vote Republican. If you're running from a Democrat inner city, why would you vote Democrat when you get to the suburbs? Of course, people do that all the time. I know that. But I think it's still a good thing in general. If they stay in the city, they're always going to be Democrats. If they leave the city, there's a chance some percentage of them are going to vote Republican, are going to see the light. It's the same reason I've always said, I don't think Hispanics are liberal Democrats. I think that Hispanics who are illegal aliens vote strict party line Democrat. But Hispanics who have been in America for two or three generations, I think are pretty much 50-50. And I think Hispanics who have been here several generations and they own a business are primarily Republican. I see it here in Las Vegas. You know, people who own multiple businesses who are Hispanic are big donors to the Republican Party. So I think it's very clear the lines are drawn. If you make money and you pay taxes into the system, you're a Republican. And if you're a bum and a loser who accepts welfare and food stamps and doesn't want to work, you're a Democrat. And the only exception to that rule are the super rich and the very elite intellectuals. They vote Democrat even though they should be Republicans. You know, all the billionaires are all Democrats because they all became billionaires with government contracts. That's why they're Democrats, total hypocrites. A, they got rich off government contracts. That's why they want big government. It's not because they care about poor people. And B, they live in lily white, amazing, multi-million dollar structures where there aren't black people within 50 miles. And they drive in limousines, and they fly private jets, and they send their kids to lily white private schools. They eat at restaurants where everybody's white. They've never seen a black person outside the hired help. Maybe that cleans their apartment, you know, their condo residence mansion. These people are such hypocrites. It's just disgusting. They move into 100% white neighborhoods when they're rich, but they vote Democrat. The fact is, Republican is the way to go, baby, and Trump's the only way to save this country in November.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Now, today, purchase Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers. powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, finest known as the sponsor of this segment of the show. And gold and silver are your only protection when this country's in crisis and this world's in crisis. And let me tell you, we just seem to go from crisis to crisis to crisis. Which is no surprise. Back in 2016, I gave a speaking tour of Asia. I spoke in China. I spoke in Hong Kong. I spoke in Malaysia, Singapore, Vietnam. I don't know. I can't remember all the places I was at. But it was a two-week speaking tour of Asia. And I told everyone what to expect with this president. And I said he is going to be the king of crisis and chaos and controversy. And if you could find a way to invest in crisis, chaos, and controversy, you get rich. And I said the ways to do that were to, number one, buy media stocks. I said he's going to make Fox News and CNN rich. And he has. You know, they've all made a fortune on Donald Trump. The media's going to collapse if Trump loses. That's the irony. The media's all rooting against Trump. They will collapse without Trump. Everybody needs Trump, including conservative talk radio, including Fox News, including USA Radio, including Wayne Root. Everything will collapse without Trump in the media. We need him. He makes every day interesting and exciting with chaos and crisis and controversy. And I said, number two, you got to buy gold and silver. And I was right. They're both around 10-year highs right now. They've gone way up because of the pandemic, because of the rioting, and because of all kinds of things. You know, crisis makes gold and silver go up. So I asked for a great deal from Finest Known for just my fans and my listeners. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. And you can get up to 100 of them if you can only afford one by one, if you can afford 10 by 10, if you can afford 100 by 100. But you get them all at dealer cost, which means wholesale. Getting in at wholesale is the only way you make a profit in the long run. Only chance you got. And you get a new book free, too. Everything you need to know about buying and selling gold, absolutely free. Call now at 800-663-1929. Get in at the wholesale price, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, finestknown.com. You know, I said earlier that defunding the police is the worst thing you could ever do to black people. But COVID-19 was also one of the worst things that ever happened to black people. COVID-19 lockdowns were the worst thing that ever happened to black people. It wasn't COVID-19, it was the lockdown. I kept telling you, don't lock down America. And now they're starting to say it again. The stupid liberals, they're so dumb. Everything they do destroys minorities, destroys poor people. And all the poor people lost their jobs in this terrible, disastrous thing. No one got hurt worse than black people by locking down the economy. And it was so stupid. The only reason that now they're claiming, oh my God, it's a round two of COVID. Oh my God, we're all going to die. First of all, we all didn't die in the first round. A lot of really old, sick people in nursing homes died. And it was very rare to see a healthy person get sick and die or even be hospitalized. Very rare. It happened, but very rare. And the few times it did, it was in New York. No one ever said it doesn't happen. I just said it's rare. When it does happen, it makes the front page of the New York Post. Just like yesterday, I tuned into the New York Post. Terrible story. And there was a couple. I can't remember if it was New York or Los Angeles. I really can't remember. But I think it was New York. And husband and wife, they were both like 38 or 40. And one died of coronavirus, and then the other one died of coronavirus. And they left five children behind who are all orphans now. Terrible story. Five orphans without a mom or a dad. Wow. It just doesn't get any worse than that. But that is such a rare story. Now, when it happens, it's if it bleeds, it leads. We all know that's how the media works, right? If it bleeds, it leads. So it's got to be the lead story in the news because it makes everybody tune in and go, oh, my God. It gets your attention. It gets ratings. So that's why they run those stories. And then you get scared and you think it could be me. And it could be, but it's very, very rare. And the only reason there's now a new upswing in coronavirus is because we now have the test kits. We now know how to test everybody. As you test more people get show that they've got symptoms or that they had it and it never showed symptoms. So when you hear, oh, it's up in Texas, it's up in here, it's up there, guess what? All that means is more people are being tested. And guess what? It was up in lots of places when everyone was locked down. You never should have shut down people or the American economy. Let them go out and live life, and they will get it, and they'll develop immunity to it. But you will destroy small business, and especially blacks-owned small businesses. COVID-19 lockdowns spark a 41% collapse in black-owned businesses in America. Can you imagine? This was a new report commissioned by a small business organization. And the losses were so bad among black-owned businesses. Because, not because of the disease, because we locked down the economy and forced them to close their businesses, and they're never going to reopen. Keep the economy open.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
War now.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With new coronavirus cases spiking in a number of states around the country that have reopened, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin says there is no way we can reclose the economy.
We can't shut down the economy again. I think we've learned that if you shut down the economy, you're going to create more damage, and not just economic damage, but there are other areas, medical problems and everything else that get put on hold. But I think we've learned a lot. And I also would just say the fact that Congress, the House, the Senate responded with the administration in an unprecedented way to put $3 trillion in the economy, and we're prepared to go back to Congress for more money to support the American worker. So we're going to get everybody back to work.
Meanwhile, an additional 1.5 million people filed for unemployment for the first time last week, and new stats released by the Department of Labor. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I like to think that I inspire a lot of good things. I'm about energy. I'm about action. And the things I do inspire a lot of people to do great things, to donate to great organizations when they come on our show, things like that. And I had this big police, pro-police march scheduled for Saturday here in Las Vegas. I believed it was going to be the biggest one ever in America. We really thought we were going to have somewhere between 10 and 20,000 people based on the RSVPs I'd gotten. I figured at least that, maybe even, you know, 25,000 people. And we had cops who were flying in from all over the country, and we had Bernie Kerik, the former New York City police commissioner, was flying in to lead the parade with me. It was a march, really, more than a parade, a march, but, you know, still it's like a pride parade. What do gay people say? Pride parade. This is our pride for police. And then the police here, really, they didn't shut it down. They couldn't tell me not to march because everyone has a right to march in America. But yet, I think liberals are stopping our rights every day in this country. You can march, but if the police tell you we can't protect you and someone's going to get killed and maybe a lot of people will get killed and maybe hundreds will get injured because Black Lives Matter is doing a counter-protest, they're going to throw bricks at your people's heads, that's an easy way to make me back down. I never back down in my whole life. That's the first time I've ever backed down. But I didn't back down for good. Next fall, this coming September, we're looking for the right date to plan this pro-police march in Vegas, and we're going to bring out thousands of police officers in the parade. So we won't need Las Vegas police's cooperation. We'll have our own police and our own security there. And so I did this one time postpone the event because I didn't want the responsibility for someone in my crowd getting hurt after the police told me don't do it. I thought they were setting me up. The minute someone got hurt, they would call a press conference and say, we told Wayne Root not to do it, and he moved forward. So I am honored, though, that I inspired someone else to do the same exact event in Washington, D.C. Her name is Melissa Roby. She's director of events for the Walkaway campaign in Washington, D.C., and she is the organizer in Washington of the same march I was going to do in Vegas called We Back Blue March, and the website is webackblue.com. Melissa Roby, welcome to the show.
Hi, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
Well, very welcome. Great to have you on. I'm so glad that you're putting your event on. I'm just sorry I'm not putting my event on. But we're going to put it on really big, bigger than ever in September, and have a good amount of time to plan for it this time. But tell me how you're doing your march. Where are you doing it exactly? And are the police there being really supportive, and have they pledged to protect your marchers?
Yeah, sure. So they have absolutely been cooperative and helpful. I can say that the lieutenant is extremely helpful. The chief of police is not interested in partaking or having anything to do with it, or isn't available, quote unquote. So he he's not much help, but the actual police that are on foot are. They've been nothing but kind to me and helpful and say, you know, do you want us to block the street? What do you guys want to do? We are going to be at 7th and Jefferson to begin. We're going to have a couple of speakers and, of course, the national anthem. And then we're going to march up 7th to E Street, and then we're going to end at the law enforcement memorial.
Oh, great spot. Yeah, great.
Yeah, it's great. And then Tom Homan is the ex-director of ICE. He's going to be saying a few words. So.
And how long a march is that? Do you know how long this street is that you're marching on altogether?
I think it's about 6 blocks or 7 blocks. It's not very long. My original plan was like a mile and a half, because I'm a runner, so I'm like, it's not a big deal. But for most people in the heat, they're like, no.
Yeah. Well, I was doing 1.4 miles, but I had to tell all my older listeners, you know, listen, just show up, and after you show up, you could leave, or you could literally park your car, come over, have fun with us, and then when we take off, leave, or just march a block, and then turn around and leave. It's okay. You don't have to go a mile and a quarter, 1.4 miles. But, yeah, listen, I found the same kind of thing, by the way. You know, I find all over this country, cops are the greatest people in the world, except for the police chiefs. They're all a bunch of deep state, D.C. swamp, pro-big government, anti-Tea Party, anti-Republican conservative. And that's the problem. The chiefs are the problem. The lieutenants, the captains, the guys and gals on the beat are wonderful. But the ones at the top, I'd say most FBI agents are the greatest. But we all know about the FBI agents at the top, Melissa. They're no good. The ones at the very top that run the FBI are deep state, D.C. swamp, bad people that think they're supposed to literally fix and set up and frame Donald Trump and all his people. I mean, it's disgusting. But the agents are great. That's what you found, too.
That's exactly what I found. And so I think that they are very open to helping. And you know, I did talk to him again today and I said, all right, you know, we're ready and we're getting some coverage. And so I just want to make sure that we're good to go. And he said, listen, I have a lot of people there, so don't worry about that end of it. And then I have a friend that owns a protection company, so he's going to have some guys there as well, undercover.
Right, that's what we're going to do in September. Well, we'll have our own security there as well. But yep. See, that's all I wanted. We're talking to Melissa Roby, Director of Events for the Walkaway Campaign. That's all I wanted, Melissa, was to hear from the police a very simple message. We got you covered. There will be so many cops there, and we'll take good care of you. And nobody said that. What they said was, at the very top, and then they denied it in the newspaper. At the very top, my people were told, don't do it, cancel it, you're going to cause a race riot. Those are the words. And anybody listening right now, Wayne Root, if the media is listening, I'll take a lie detector test that those are the words used, that we cannot provide your safety and guarantee the safety of your people, and there will be, could very well be riots, and you could ruin terrorism for the summer, tourism for the summer in Las Vegas. Literally, if people see riots on the Vegas Strip, you could be the reason, Wayne, because you went forward with this, that we hurt tourism. So you know what? I just decided better to plan in September, make it even bigger, bring out thousands of cops, and make sure that everybody's safe, and don't let anybody have a chance to say we told Wayne Root not to do it. I'm never going to ask again. I'm never asking permission the rest of my life. That's the problem.
I wouldn't either.
Never ask.
I wouldn't either. But you know what, Wayne? I got to tell you, thank you for being an inspiration for me, because I'm the one who originally emailed you and said, hey,
yes,
I love
what
you're doing. I want to do it here.
I know, and you made it happen.
Country.
You made it happen, but hey, give me credit. Most people wouldn't have allowed you on because you're making me look bad. You did it and I didn't. But I'm always willing to give credit where credit's due. You get credit, Melissa. Great job.
I love it. Thank you. And also, and so just so you know, the trickle-down effect is that they're doing one in Napa for the We Back Blue is moving. We're going to Napa on Wednesday.
Great. Fabulous.
And then Milwaukee on next Saturday. So people are catching on and they're like, we want to support our law enforcement. How do we do it?
So are these people your people, or they're total strangers to you that are following what you're doing?
They're not strangers at all. One of them is actually a member of the Walkaway. She's a member in one of our groups in California, and she wanted to, you know, she saw what I was doing and wanted to participate. And then another is this guy, Paris, out of Milwaukee that interviewed Brandon, I think, once, and he contacted me and said, hey, I want to do it. So, you know, I'm kind of interconnected with the, you know, with people in the world because of Walkaway, and people catch on and say, hey, I want to participate. So
Melissa's talking about Brandon Straka, who is the original founder of Walkaway, who has been on my show, I think twice. We've had Brandon on. He's a great guy. And let me ask you something. Are there any counter protests by Black Lives Matter planned against you?
No, I haven't heard of anything. I went down there and kind of drove around a little bit. And I'll tell you something funny. They were protesting in front of the courthouse. And on one side of the street, there was two cop cars. And on the other side of the street, there was police motorcade. And then in the middle, you have the protesters holding signs that say defund police. And I said, who do you think's protecting getting run over right now?
Right.
Anybody in particular? So it's they don't even have, they're just not, I'm not afraid of them. And to be honest with you, I respect their right to protest or, you know, peacefully do and say what they want. They should respect ours or you know.
Well, of course. But see, here, I want to read you. You're not going to believe this, Melissa. We're talking to Melissa Roby of the Walkaway Campaign. This is the statement of the president of the Las Vegas NAACP when she thought I was going forward with this event, Roxanne McCoy. The reckless response to host a Blue Lives Matter march in these times is disrespectful as well as an agitator to the progression of human and civil rights. Let's be clear. The creation of, promotion of, and execution of this event will agitate our community, potentially incite conflict, and could result in violence against police officers. The protesters will also be at risk as emotions run high, and this event calls out to increase the divide. Roxanne McCoy, President, Las Vegas NAACP.
Wow.
Now, I got to tell you, if a conservative Republican, Melissa, wrote this specific words, but aimed them at Black Lives Matter or black people, they would call me a radical, a revolutionary, a crazy man. They'd say I was actually saying subtly that I'm going to hurt people's lives. This is a threat. This is a threat against police officers and a threat against my marchers. She's saying if you agitate us, your people are going to get hurt and cops will get hurt. She's admitting that NAACP and Black Lives Matter, if they get agitated, are going to hurt people and hurl bricks. That's what she's saying. It's very clear. And that's why, in the end, the police were scared to death.
Yeah.
And that's why, in the end, they told me to knock this thing out for now. And they didn't tell me it ended. They actually said, their exact words were, please tell Wayne to just have it like a month or two from now when things calm down. So that's what I did. I never give in. I gave in the first time in my life. Melissa, you didn't give in. You're great. Tell everyone how they can reach you, donate to you, give them the correct web address and all that.
Absolutely. So you can go to www.webackblue.com. You can sign up for the march. You can get directions to where we're meeting, to the meetup spot. Everybody's going to get a flower to take to the law enforcement memorial, so you can fully participate in everything that we're doing. You can donate there on the website as well. And I hope that people will get out there. People are so afraid. I'm like, don't let the fear overcome, your sense of pride for your country or for the police officers that are out there giving their all every single day.
Melissa, we got to run. I hope you'll come out to mine. If I have the biggest one ever in September, I invite you to join us. Melissa Roby, WeBackBlue.com. Thank you, Melissa. God bless.
Thanks, Wayne.
Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because not all offer the same protection, and we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-Day, 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and it's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. So stock up now for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50. That's code WARRADIO20 when you shop at BoomerNaturals.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Finest
China Stone is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first three courses at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
You know, I just got to laugh because there's so many advertisers pulling out of Tucker Carlson's show. And it's not like he sits there and says racist things. All he says is that Black Lives Matter is not about George Floyd. It never was about George Floyd. And to think that they pull out over that, and then to think that since it started, whatever it was, I've been watching the NFL Network all the time because, you know, I talk politics 3 hours a day on this show and many other hours on other shows. Probably 5 hours a day are devoted to politics, and I spend 5 hours a day looking at stories on the internet, so it's 10 hours a day politics. So when I turn on the TV, the last thing I want is politics. I never watch politics. I tune into the NFL Network, and I relax my brain, and I watch, you know, football games from last year, and of course, you know, when the season's on, I'm watching real football games from this year and this moment, but I'll even watch, you know, last year's Super Bowl and last year's championship game, or I'll watch them talk about who the new free agents are, who the new draft picks are. That relaxes my brain. Now I tune into NFL Network, and all they talk about is social justice, social justice, social justice, giving $100 million to this group, $100 million to that group. And those groups are arms of the most liberal organizations in America. They don't care about black people. All they care about is getting Democrats elected. You don't understand what's happening to America. As each of these companies say, I'm giving $100 million here, I'm giving $100 million there, I'm giving $1 billion to black rights organizations. None of this has anything to do with black rights. It has to do with electing Democrats. They're coming to destroy us. There aren't going to be any Republicans left in America. And so when I tune into NFL Network and all they talk about now is racism and social justice, I immediately change the channel. Does anyone care? Do you think I'm not representative of millions and millions of football fans? Of course I am. So why is he only care when someone says, well, if you keep being a sponsor and advertising on Tucker Carlson's show, I won't buy your products anymore? Don't you think there's two conservatives for every one liberal saying that? Isn't it a fact when you look at, who's that polling organization? I can't think of the name now. But there's a polling organization, Pew. Pew Research every year polls Americans on what their political affiliation is. And almost twice as many people are conservative as liberal. And everybody else is just independent or not, you know, moderate or whatever word they want, nonpartisan, whatever word they want to use to announce what they are in their own minds. But in their own minds, America's like 35% conservative and like 19 or 20% liberal. So it's almost twice as many conservatives as liberals. So when that group of liberals, that tiny minority of liberals, reaches out to a watch company or this company or a Coca-Cola, and they say, don't advertise on conservative talk radio anymore, don't advertise on Tucker Carlson, do you realize twice as many of your viewers, of your buyers, your customers, your fans, twice as many are conservative as liberal? So when you do something like that and you cancel Tucker, don't you know you're going to lose business because of that? How could you be so stupid as to not know that conservatives have all the money in this country? Isn't that what liberals say? Conservatives have all the money. I mean, listen, every person that listens to my show, every person that listens to my show is a homeowner. I don't know if I've ever had someone say I'm a renter. They all own their own homes. Many of them own their own businesses. And so those are the people that buy all the goods in America. Isn't that who you want? So when you screw them over, aren't you doing a disservice to your business? I'm not telling you to be conservative. I'm telling you your answer to every one of these people is, we buy ads on Tucker Carlson, and we also buy ads on Rachel Maddow. That's how you shut everybody up. But if you're going to drop Tucker Carlson, then you have to drop Rachel Maddow, because now it's time for conservatives to go back and say, well, if you keep ads going on Rachel Maddow, that's the end of our buying from you. You've started such a stupid idea. It's such a bad idea. It's terrible. But it's time for conservatives to get even. It's time for conservatives to make sure. Otherwise, there will be no more conservative talk shows. You let them kill our sponsors, there will be no more conservative talk shows in the United States of America. And meanwhile, guess what? There's only conservative talk shows on radio. Why? Why is that? Because people listen to radio on the way to and from work. And everybody who's going to and from work is a Republican. Liberal crowds don't go to and from work. They don't work. They sit home. They sleep till noon. They watch cartoons. They watch Dr. Phil. And they wait for the mail to come so they get their EBT card and their food stamp check. Working people are conservatives. That's why talk radio is a huge hit. That's why the big hits are Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin and Sean Hannity and Michael Savage and Wayne Allyn Root. The people listening to us are driving to and from work. If you drive to and from work, you're employed. If you're employed, you pay taxes. If you pay taxes, you're a Republican. If you take out of the system and you don't pay taxes and you make the government give you a check, you're a Democrat. They don't drive to and from work in the numbers we do. We are a landslide how much bigger it is working people. All right, sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, is Real Water. Real Water is fantastic. I drink it all day long. It's the only thing I drink, by the way. It's the only water I drink, and I only drink water. I haven't had soda in, I don't know, 40 years. I'm 58 years old. I haven't had soda since I was a teenager. And I don't drink anything but real water. That's the only kind of water that hydrates me because it's got negative ions, extra alkalinity, beyond alkalinity. And the owners of Real Water, Brett and Amy, I asked them for a great deal. So they set it up. Here it is. Go to Amazon or your Prime account at Amazon. Search Real Water. It's a blue rectangular bottle. It says Real Water. Add it to your cart. And when you proceed to check out, there's a coupon section. Add in 10WAR as your coupon number. 10WAR. The number 10 and then no space and then WAR, all caps. You get a 10% discount. And the Real Water will be conveniently delivered right to your door. Doesn't get any better than that. Great taste, beneficial properties, 10% off. Delivered to your door. 10WAR at Amazon. Real Water.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good.
These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.